as of What's Ailing America, where Anthony Zeta's refusal to defend against mass murder. Couple of things from the break. I heard that message from Sean. I will be on Sean's show here on Orion tomorrow night at 12 midnight Eastern. Tomorrow is another three-show day for me. And also, you know, I crack up at these IRN news breaks. It's the only complaint I have about the station. Why do we have to listen to that crap? I'm not really sure. But I loved it when they reported how the bus turned over in New Jersey and the hospital spokesperson said that there were no life-threatening injuries. Well, of course, this does not mean many of the people are not going to die because they were taken to the hospital. Okay, before the break, I was talking about some calls that I've received, and I'd like to relay some of this information when it really sticks out in order to help those of you, especially who are dealing with family, friends, and loved ones who just don't get it, who will not take their heads out of the sand. It's a very frustrating thing, as I've mentioned on the show before. Not a single person in my family listens to me either. They're picking off my family members one at a time. Both of my parents are dead. They're killing my younger sister now with chemo and radiation. So I understand that it's difficult. You continue to plant seeds where you can, but eventually you may have to face reality that they just are not going to do anything other than, you know, fall in line and basically believe the experts, even though the experts are killing them. But I had a call from a gentleman in Canada on Thursday, and this poor man is trying so hard to convince somebody that he really cares about, who has cancer, is getting all kinds of treatments, is getting sicker and sicker all the time, and actually tried to get him to even eat healthy, you know, cleared out his kitchen and refrigerator of all the garbage and bought him organic food and things of that nature. And after that organic food was gone, the old guy just went out and bought more of the crap again. And won't even make that much of a commitment. I mean, if you're not even going to eat right, that's like number one. You know, you are what you eat. The nutrition that you take in is actually what's forming your cells. And if you're taking in BT corn and making pesticides in your GI tract, it's not going to happen. Health is not going to happen. But the most amazing thing to me that I was, you know, told by this gentleman in Canada, a wonderfully kind and loving man who really wants to help this person that he cares about, he went onto the computer and he did what I always suggest that people do. Of course, I don't practice medicine. I don't give medical advice. I just tell people what I do for them. Always got to give that disclaimer. But he went on the computer and checked out the side effects of every single medication that the older man was on and printed them out for him. As it turned out, more than half of the things the man was suffering from are listed side effects of at least one of the medications, if not more. So what does the old guy say? I don't want to know the side effects, because once I know the side effects, then I will get them. Now, that's some pretty amazing thinking to me. I guess it's in the ignorance is bliss category. You know, as long as I don't know, then it can't possibly affect me. That's how bad it is. Now, people with that attitude, they're going to die. There's no other way around it, because we're being poisoned in so many ways. We're being murdered, massive genocide, and so few people are doing anything about it. The individuals and groups involved in those documentaries I mentioned are not in that category. Those are such important documentaries, and if you didn't write them down, listen to the archive, because any one of those is so eye-opening as to force people to say, oh, dear, we have a problem, you see, because it's so obvious. And just because their genocide is happening with a needle instead of a nuclear bomb or a, you know, a SWAT team takeover, whatever, just because it's a needle doesn't mean it's not as deadly. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, it's worse. Because as you're suffering and dying from cancer caused by vaccines and other toxins, and then losing your hair and not being able to eat and all the rest of the stuff that happens with these toxic drugs, there is no quality of life. It's nonstop suffering. And of course, the monsters that control the world, they actually feed off that energy of suffering. That's why the Catholic Church tells people to offer your suffering up to God. No, it's not God you're offering your suffering to. It's the monsters. And obviously, they're in charge of the Catholic Church, but most of the churches have been totally corrupted. But anyways, I was just amazed by that call, that this old man refused to look at the list of side effects, because he said, if I look at the side effects, I will get them. The point is, you already have them. More than half the things you're suffering from are on the side effect list, what they admit to. And anytime they combine their cocktails of drugs, of course, there's no way of knowing what the combined effect is of all these toxins. There's no studies done on every single drug cocktail. You are the guinea pig in that experiment. And the doctors never admit that the drugs cause side effects. So this was something, very disturbing to the man from Canada. And he didn't know what to do, and he thought that I would have an answer. And that's why I always tell people, my family doesn't listen either. It's just the way it is. We have those who want to know what's going on so that they can do something about it and protect themselves as best as possible. And then we have those that don't want to know, because they believe if they don't know, then it won't happen. And then, of course, we have the other category of the people doing it or aiding and abetting those who are. So you got to figure out who's who in the zoo, and not to say don't spend time with people that don't want to know, but don't waste too much time, because after a while it becomes very obvious. Perhaps they're committing suicide by medicine. You know, we have people committing suicide by cop. I think some people, they're just so disgusted with the way the world is that it's like, okay, go ahead, kill me. I know you're killing me, at least subconsciously. Who wants to live in this world anyways? And that brings up another story I heard this week, just to give you an idea of how insane it is. There was a story on HON, I think it was Thursday night. A 14-year-old girl was raped by this man and became pregnant. The judge ordered the rapist child visitation. You can't make that stuff up. Okay, the fact that he raped a 14-year-old in the first place makes him a pedophile. He should not be allowed near any children, but he's going to get visitation with the child of the rape. Okay, we got a caller from 928. Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Dr. Carly. Speaking about the people that don't want to know, what is... It's one thing for them to be in the dark or dumbed down, or we can say the fluoride making them sheeple, but are they installing firewalls in some people? I mean, for them to say, you know, I don't want to know, and I'm like you, my family is the same way. Leave my bubble alone. Don't come near me. Don't even talk about it. And my own sister said to me, if you don't like what's going on in this country, why don't you leave? And I'm telling you, that cut me so deep. And I started to think the other day, you know, I have a suggestion in the reverse. If you don't care about what's happening in this country, you need to leave. Because these people are helping to pull us down. We're
right.
Not only fighting the elements, we're fighting these people. And it's sickening. It kills me.
Well,
it breaks my heart.
I totally agree with you. As a matter of fact, there is no place to go. because the same psychopath group is controlling the whole world. There's no place to hide, okay? Everything that's happening is being done everywhere except for maybe to a different degree. I mean, obviously, the U.S. is the main target. But there's that music again, so please stay on the line and we'll continue the discussion when we get back. I'm really glad you called. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America, and we have our caller on the line. If you could please shut off your computer or mute your computer because we're getting feedback. Basically, okay, somebody's got to shut off their computer. We have two callers on the line. You've got to shut off your computer or mute it, please. Okay, so anyways, we're talking about... Okay, all right. Let's see. Hopefully the other caller muted their computer. All right. So in terms of these family members like what you're discussing, no question that this is probably our major problem because, you know, these people, the silences consent people, and especially when they start coming after the people who are trying to give them truth, this is our major problem. As a matter of fact, at some point, you know, those very people can be the ones that can report family members saying that they're conspiracy theorists, they have a psychological problem. You know, there's all kinds of weird things going on. So you have to be careful with these people. They are the enemy. And what it takes...
I've been so careful. For 4 years, I have just done the bare minimum. I mean, at least she didn't get her daughter the vaccine, Gardasil. Beautiful niece of mine, but she's my only family member. I mean, my parents are gone. It's just her and I. She has her family. I'm divorced, but I've stepped so carefully. And the other day, it's even hard to just discuss everyday things without something coming up, you know, that's a real thing happening. And the minute I start saying one word about anything, she says, stop. I just want to have my happy life. And I said, well, I just want to keep you from having a 2x4 hit your head.
Right.
It's going to happen. Now, denial doesn't change the truth. And she just said, listen, too, by the way, don't send Christine, her daughter, any more email. I had sent her, she's a horse lover and a rider. I had sent her some stuff about how the BLM's rounding up these wild horses so brutally, hoping to maybe spark a little activism in the young, bright girl to, you know, we don't have to try to fight all the issues. Pick something that is you're passionate about. And my sister said, don't send her any more email. And, I mean, I think I've sent her one or two total ever. And it's just, man, I feel this division just coming, and I don't want it. I don't, but don't, you know, it's like lose my address then when the, you know what, hits the fan because I'm ready. And you haven't done anything.
Right.
And she had a big $4,000 party this summer. I'm thinking, what, do you have any stored food? No. No, okay.
Right.
You know.
Well, and let me just say, that's the situation I reached with my sister. Now, occasionally she'll try to call me and cry on my shoulder. I'm losing my hair, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't want to hear it. I've gotten very hardened. I don't waste my time with people like this. You built your hole, you dug your hole, and you wouldn't stop. You had somebody trying to tell you the truth, and you wouldn't listen. And now you're paying for it. And unfortunately, this is what it's going to take. Until somebody enters our court system, because that's one of the most traumatic things to go through. There is no pill for injustice. Or until you go through some unbelievably obvious experience with the medical devils where it's self-evident that they've harmed you tremendously, or until they've taken your children away from you because you're feeding them organic food, whatever it is, you know, there will come a time something's going to happen, either that will destroy her because she's been so reluctant to have her bubble burst for so long, or that will wake her up. A lot of people have to face the monster to know the monster's there.
Boy, well, I just have never wanted to see that happen, and I never want to say, I told you so. I don't think she would ever call me and cry on my shoulder, because my brother-in-law tries to have his eyes open, and he'll ask me what's going on when we speak, and you know, she doesn't even want him to know or really talk to me about any of it. So
okay.
It's just unbelievable.
Okay, so you have an opening there in the brother-in-law. That's why I read the list of those amazing documentaries. And one of the most important ones, in my opinion, of that whole group is Genetic Roulette. I would give that to your brother-in-law for the holidays as a gift. Because I'm telling you that
is
so powerful.
Online?
It
oh,
was
you don't know if that's online for free.
It was online for free up to a certain date, and now you have to buy it. But it's only like $20, and it's worth it. And I suspect it's probably one of those documentaries that you can make copies of and give to other people. So that's where I would start, and you know, maybe he's going to have to wake her up. But I'm here to tell you that this is breaking up lots of marriages too. Because I get calls all the time. It used to be always the mothers. And more it's the fathers calling me saying, I don't know what to do. You know, my spouse won't listen. They won't check things out, et cetera, et cetera. It's very frustrating.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the first thing I tried to open them up to was the 9/11 and the movie 9/11 Mystery sat on the coffee table for probably 5 months. And he can't. You know, she wears pants, obviously, because he wouldn't even pop it in, you know, when she wasn't around, even. I think he's afraid that he'll start to say, talk, and then alienate her, but I don't know. It's just terrible that we have this division between us in this country like this.
Well, it's been made to happen, and I have to say, see, that's one of the problems with many men. They've been totally demasculated. I mean, obviously, marriage is a partnership, and you know, both spouses should work equally to have a happy home and blah blah blah. But when you find out that you're being murdered by your own government, I mean, that should be important enough to take note of. And if he doesn't have, you know, the backbone to even check this stuff out when she's not around, what can I say? That's a very bad sign.
I know. He's a wonderful person now, thank goodness. But I wrote to you about, I want to put this in real quick and then I'll let you go. Deborah Tavares, she's got a lot of new info on all the EMF weapon, and she's totally aware of the whole genocide and the attack from every direction on us right now. You really got to get her on. I've heard her on a couple other things just recently, and she's got it, and it'd be great to have on. Just put all these pieces together.
Right. And let me say, and that's why I have the question, what's ailing America, which I will never run out of answers to that question. I'm going to keep the Saturday show as just a, you know, conversing with the listeners show and giving updates type thing. But on my other two shows on Sunday, matter of fact, tomorrow I have guests on both shows and different guests. And I did get your email, and I will call her. You just have to realize I am so backed up. I've been doing 1 to 3 radio shows every day, just doing that myself. It's like I have no help. And so it's overwhelming.
What other shows are you on during the week? Are you on other ones during the week as a guest?
Yes, I'm on at least a show every day. And all kinds of shows, out of the UK, out of France, everywhere, Australia. There's a lot of shows I'm on here. I'm on Wendy Wilson's shows once a month. I'm on many shows, but I just don't have time to send out emails to people. Okay, I'm going to be on this show or whatever. And see, you don't need to know all the shows that I'm on other people's stations, because on those shows I talk about vaccines. And if you want to know about vaccines, I have so many archives of me talking about vaccines on the Light of Day radio show. You know, you don't need to listen to those shows. The important shows are the ones that I'm doing with the other guests, which I will call this Deborah Tavares, and I do have that on my list of things to do. Okay?
I do have podcast of overload here because I just want to hear everything. And I just, that's the other thing. What makes us different than these people who won't even open up to one little thing? And I cannot get enough. Am I a morbid curiosity? Do I have a problem that way? I mean, I just want to know everything. I read, and listen.
No. You are a person who doesn't want to live in hell, who knows you do live in hell, and wants to find out what's going on so that you can do something to stop it. Because as I always say in my intro, knowing the truth is not going to set you free. You have to act on the knowledge.
Survival instinct, that's what I think it is. But
yes, I agree with you.
Well, listen, thank you so much for talking, and let's get to your other caller.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, thank you. All right,
bye-bye.
The next caller is from 630. Are you there, caller?
Yes, hi, Dr. Carley.
Hello.
Interesting discussion you were just having. I just had to let you know, I stopped at the grocery store and picked up a Chicago Sunday Tribune and the Parade magazine, which I think that's a nationally syndicated. I don't know if you get that, the Parade magazine.
Yeah, it's run by the CIA, by the way. Go ahead.
Okay. The cover story on it is about a little girl who, 15 months old, almost died during an outbreak of bacterial meningitis. And here's what her ordeal can tell us about the hidden dangers of the anti-vaccine movement. And it tells you, like, in the first couple of paragraphs that there was this outbreak in Minnesota, and they want you to think that, of course, all these children that got the meningitis weren't vaccinated for the HIV vaccine, but it says 3 out of 5 were not vaccinated. So, you know, I don't know what happened to the other two.
Okay, but wait a minute. Let me comment as you go. So the 2 out of 5 that were vaccinated were injected with meningitis, and they gave the meningitis to the other children. That's what happened.
Well, they weren't even close. You know, they were trying. That's the other thing. They don't even tell you if it was one area of Minnesota or was it the whole state of Minnesota that was supposedly this outbreak.
Right. Or they could be making the whole thing up to begin with.
Yeah. And 5 in Minnesota, that doesn't sound like an outbreak to me. I don't know. Is that an outbreak if five young children in Minnesota got meningitis?
Well, considering the fact that they're killing hundreds of thousands of people in hospitals every day, it's kind of funny how they're concerned about 5 when we're killing hundreds of thousands every year in the hospital. But yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. And then they're saying that this little girl, this Juliana was her name, unbeknownst to her parents, has a rare immune deficiency that made the HIV vaccine ineffective. So this little girl had been... Yeah.
I'm listening. You'll finish.
I'm just saying, you know, it gets better. It gets better. Okay. So then, and then it says, when parents choose not to vaccinate, they're not simply putting their own kids at risk. They're also unwittingly jeopardizing newborns, pregnant women, the elderly, and people like Juliana with pre-existing conditions. These populations are increasingly vulnerable as diseases that we thought had been contained start to return in larger numbers each year. And then he goes on about Edward Jenner, and he says, immunizations have allowed us to nearly, and in the case of smallpox, completely eliminate diseases that once killed thousands or even millions of people. How did life-saving vaccines, once greeted with relief and open arms, turn into something so feared? And then he says that the backlash dates to 1998 when British gastroenterologist Andrew Wakefield published a paper in the Lancet hypothesizing a link between MMR and autism. Let's see. And then, okay, they have this thing, 5 myths about vaccines, and then they attempt to debunk each myth.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one is serious diseases like polio have already been eradicated, so there's no need to vaccinate. Number 2, vaccines commonly cause harmful side effects. Number 3, babies' immune systems can't handle the number of vaccines given today. Number 4, delaying vaccines is safer than following the standard immunization schedule. And then number 5 is natural immunity is better than immunity from vaccines.
Oh, that's a myth. That's the best one of all.
These are all the myths. These are all the myths that they supposedly debunk, which they don't, obviously. But, you know, I can see where somebody reading this who, you know, I mean, it's very tricky the way they've worded all these things.
Yeah.
And I'm just...
Let me comment on some of these things, because I'm like chomping at the bit here. First of all, why is there such a backlash? Because people are doing their homework. Let me once again mention U.S. Code Title 42, Section 300AA-25. Talks about vaccine-related illnesses, disabilities, and conditions where deaths occur. As I've said before, I've tried for 12 years to get a list of those from the CDC. They will not give them to me. Okay, because it would basically be all of internal medicine, and I have proven that in my own research. As far as the fact that they're stating that, you know, it's a myth that it's okay to spread the vaccines out, when you actually read that Dragon by the Tail article and you realize that basically the way that they come up with a new vaccine on the schedule is that a new vaccine is created, they stick it on the schedule. There's no testing. There's no long-range comparison of vaccinated children as the schedule gets worse and worse comparing unvaccinated children. That's the one test they've never done. So the whole thing is a scam, but I'm very proud of you that you were able to pick out all of this bullcrap, you know, within the article.
Well,
and see, but let me just say, the good news is this shows that we're winning. Okay, they are so desperate. This is the best they can do. Yes, many people will say, oh, no, we've had 5 cases of meningitis in Minnesota, Michigan, wherever it was. Yeah, so we have to get our vaccinations. Why was the child immunocompromised from the beginning? Because of all the other vaccines she already got. Her system was totally overwhelmed. Go ahead.
And they also, I can't find it right here, but it's they talk about the herd immunity. And it's so obvious. I mean, you've pointed it out so many times, and, you know, it just makes sense. The herd immunity is ridiculous. If all these children are vaccinated, it should not matter what they're exposed to. They're protected from these diseases.
Right.
I don't know how anyone can believe in this herd immunity thing.
Well, it's a total scam, and that brings up this fraudulent The Greater Good documentary that they did, which supposedly, you know, it had Barbara Lo Fisher and other kind of, disinformer types, 90% truth, 10% lies people in there. But naming it The Greater Good, that's the whole basis of that, the herd immunity thing. So people that watch that with their limited attention spans, what are they going to remember? The greater good. That's what they're going to remember, and they're going to remember Barbara Lo Fisher's face in there talking about the greater good. Yeah, we have a few sad cases of children that die very awful deaths, et cetera, et cetera. But we got
to... And all they have to do... Excuse me. And all they have to do is open their eyes and look around them and see how sick people are and children are and how many special ed classes, and now we have a whole school devoted to autistic kids in my area. A whole school.
Exactly.
And so all they really have to do is use their own powers of observation. And but one more thing, it says, under this myth, babies' immune systems can't handle the number of vaccines given today. It says here, now the between birth and age 6, kids get vaccinated against 13 diseases plus the flu, compared with 5 in the late 1950s, 7 in the 70s, 9 in the mid-90s, and 11 in 2000. But children's immune systems are taxed less today than they were decades ago. Today's vaccinations are so targeted and refined that they contain much smaller amounts of antigens compared to when we gave fewer shots. So I thought you'd like that one.
Yeah, okay, so the falsity in that is they're saying, yeah, they only get 9 different antigens injected into them, but some of them they get 5 times. So if you actually add up the numbers, if something's, last time I counted, it was 65 vaccines. So for them to say 9, it's total disinfo because they're not telling you how often each booster is given. So that's one of the frauds. And what cracks me up is that they're telling people to get them inoculated with diseases, but yet make sure your floors are clean. You know, don't let your baby crawl around on a floor. Use Lysol, the pesticide, to clean your floor. Heck, if vaccinations work, let your baby drink out of the toilet. You know, they'll get protected from these organisms.
Yeah. Oh, and then they have this little insert that says 4,000 is the number, approximate number of people infected with pertussis, whooping cough, so far this year in Washington State, where a full-blown epidemic of the disease is underway. Well, how many of those 4,000 were vaccinated for whooping cough?
I would suspect the majority. And the ones who were not injected will get over it just fine, especially if they drink colloidal silver. The ones who were injected, whose immune systems are corrupted, those are the ones that are going to have the real problem.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a couple more callers waiting, but I want to thank you so much for calling. And give me a call sometime later. I got lots of things to talk to you about.
Okay, I will. Thanks, Dr. Carley. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, caller from 707. I love talking to you guys. Caller from 707. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Carley.
Yes.
Hi, I'd like to remain anonymous.
No problem.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to have discovered What's Ailing America talk show. And, you know, and it seems like the show is getting better as it goes along. And that last call was really great. And it's such a blessing to have this conversation going in a world of opposite day. Now it's opposite day out here. Everything's I'm just grateful that you're there, and you're providing a platform for truth.
Well, please tell others about the show, because see, what I'm visualizing is just this mass awakening. It's already started, and the monsters can't stop it, no matter how many ridiculous articles they publish like that in Free Magazine. But the more and more people that, you know, listen to this information, and I challenge people to confront me. You know, call me up, ask me a hard question. I'm not afraid of any questions. I will never tell anything that's not the truth. If I don't know something, I will tell you that I don't know the thing. But we have to definitely help spread the word, because the information is out there. And we have to all do whatever we can do to open up the eyes of those around us, although, as the previous caller said before the last caller, sometimes our own close family members won't listen. Those people are gone. There's nothing we can do. But others are waking up. And see, all we have to do is say no. That's the amazing thing. I don't care how many laws they come up with. There's nothing they can do if people say no. You know, this group of nurses, I just heard on the news today in Colorado, they're telling all the nurses in Colorado they got to get vaccinated to work in the hospital. Well, if all those nurses said no, what are they going to do, close down the hospital? You see, the power of no, it's very important. Okay, there's that darn music again. All right, hold on. We'll be back after this message, and we have another caller waiting as well. Please hold on. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is refusal to defend against mass murder. I want to get back to the caller in a second, but first I just want to give you some good news. If you go to YouTube and type in Swedish politician chemtrail interview, free truth show, you will see an interview with a Swedish politician who actually is going on the record talking about chemtrails. The Free Truth Show is on These Changing Times, which is the network I'm also on Sunday mornings. And this is a very uplifting thing. Matter of fact, when I heard about this, I thought, hell must have frozen over. because you know that this woman just put a target on her back. But she realizes that she's being killed as well. So she's doing the right thing. Okay, that hurt. All right, caller, go ahead and continue.
Yeah, I just had a question, then I'll let you get to the other caller. I went to Amazon.com looking for Medical Mafia, and there's two titles on Amazon for Medical Mafia and by two different authors. Who's the author of that book that you were recommending, Medical Mafia?
Guylaine, Guylaine, Lanctot, Lanctot. I'm pretty sure it's out of print, but there should be a few copies floating around out there.
Okay, and that's a man?
No, it's a woman.
Oh, it's a woman. Okay. Okay. All right. That's it. Yes, thanks for everything you do.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, caller from 508. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm here. Just a couple of things. First, as far as listening to Orion, actually the Orion website, I don't know what they've changed or what's different, but I had to go in and web search Orion Network because the bookmark that I had for Orion just wasn't working.
Okay, so all I can say, you have to talk to the station manager about that, email them. I am so computer illiterate, it's amazing that I'm able to just do what I have to do. So I will contact them, okay?
All right, second thing, you know, I really resent, and I really get pissed off, when I hear this word herd immunity. I'm not part of a herd. I'm not an animal. Well, no disrespect to animals, but I'm not an animal that's a lower life form. They need to stop using this disgusting term herd immunity and have a new term, maybe community or society, even though... Using that herd just shows how much they disrespect us.
Okay. First of all, as per the law, and I forget where it's written in the U.S. Code, they actually do define humans as animals. Second of all, as far as the protocols of Zion, we are cattle. But the very idea of herd immunity is a fraud to begin with, because as the caller mentioned it, that was discussing the Parade article, if vaccinations work, then the ones that get them should be just fine, okay? What do they care what the rest of the people that have done their homework? If all the people who don't get vaccinated die, then what do they care? As long as they're protected. Of course, the joke is that they're not protected. They're actually given the disease, and their immune systems are corrupted, and that's why we have all of these emerging diseases, autoimmune, seizures, cancer, etc. So the whole thing is a fraud, and that's why I'm so passionate about what I do. Because when I realized this, it just blew my mind. And that is why I am so dangerous, because I am the only medical doctor, as far as I know, who's going to the biological weapon level. The rest of them are dancing around and maybe say, well, we should decrease the schedule. I mean, that's Wakefield's thing. He doesn't even say he's against vaccines. He's too chicken to do that. We have to speak the full truth, and that's what I try to do. But if I was you, I would be much more disturbed that they're killing you with their vaccines and all the rest of it. I mean, I don't care what they call it. It's mass murder.
Okay, next is it not true? Now, this is what I've read, that people who are vaccinated shed viruses and other things for 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, the only thing I will say is there's no way to know how long they shed the viruses. But of course they shed the viruses. In fact, the flu vaccines, they're spraying up people's noses. I think that they admit that viruses can be shed for a month. But it depends on if that person's immune system is working at all. If their immune system is not working, they become like a typhoid Mary. They're shedding viruses. Go ahead.
If we got all these millions of typhoid Marys walking around, when are we going to start quarantining the people that get vaccinated?
Well, when the people take over, what can I say? I mean, that is the whole point.
But the other thing is, these vaccine promoters, these promoters of genocide and death, Paul Offit, Bill Gates, Dr. Nancy Snyderman, Dr. Charles Snyderman, Paul Offit has said it is okay for a child, it's safe for a child to get 10,000 vaccines. When are we going to line these people up and give them 10,000 vaccines and see what it does to them?
Well, I would love to. As a matter of fact, I'll be the one to give them the needle. I'll sign up for that right now. And this is why these people have to be confronted. This is why these people have security around them, no matter where they go. Paul Offit has admitted that he's gotten death threats because of what he does and what he says. And
he's a mass murderer.
I know.
With his vaccine.
I know. I'm not disagreeing with you. You're totally on my page. This is my frustration. This is my frustration, is that these people, and of course the media is behind this. As a matter of fact, last week's show on the IRN news break, there was this Dr. Snyderman promoting the flu vaccine, and the station did get his email for me, and I've contacted him to ask him to come on the show for a debate. Of course, I'm not holding my breath, but we'll see what happens.
Just the last thing, the movie Network, which is an old movie, I don't know, it's 20 or 30 years old, but the Howard Beale speech. If you go into YouTube and type in search for Network, Howard Beale, B-E-A-L-E, speech. That is a really good speech. It's mad as hell.
Yeah, he tells people to turn off their televisions, and he's screaming. Yeah, if only we had real media people like that, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? As a matter of fact, that brings up a new show that's on ABC Thursday nights at 8 p.m. It's called Last Resort. And this is a total fictional show about how members of the military actually realize that their own government has tried to kill them, to create a false flag situation that they can blame on the Palestinians. And so this submarine commander, who has a number of nukes on board, basically sends a message back to the government: we do not follow orders from a government who kills its own. And, you know, I was like cheering. If only we had people in the military like this man. Just imagine what would happen. But, of course, it's still a fiction.
Yeah, but it may be fiction, but it can become a reality.
Yeah, it can give people ideas, and that's what we have to do. I am not a violent person. I don't even kill an insect unless it's going to sting me. But once we're being threatened with mass murder in the food, the water, the air, the vaccines, the hospitals, you name it, we have a duty to protect ourselves. As the prior caller said, it's called self-preservation. We do not have a duty to die because a bunch of psychopaths have come up with this Agenda 21 and decided that because of all their pollutional technologies, the Earth cannot sustain the rest of us who are trying to do the right thing. Those are the people that have to be taken out. And I don't know how that's going to happen. Perhaps they will just, get scared and fly off in a rocket ship to some other planet to hide once enough people realize what they've really been up to. I don't know. But I'm mad, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, so am I. And again, people, look, Network, the Howard Beale speech, I'm mad as hell.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you so much for that call. Two other things I just want to mention quickly. I also got another call from a woman in California. Okay, please hit the mute button on your computer, whoever's still on the line. This woman in California, her grandmother's in a hospice, and they actually called up the members of the family and told them, if you want to say goodbye to grandma, you better come out, because many of the members of the family are out of state. You better come out by such and such a date, because we're going to kill her. They actually admitted to the family that on a certain day, she would not be living anymore. So this is how they do in hospice. They murder people with morphine. But that's the first time I've ever heard them actually admit straight out that that's what they were going to do. So they're getting a little bit blatant in our face. And just imagine these hospices. That's another growing, emerging, you know, field of medicine. The actual institutions in which they murder people outright, and that's their admitted intent. I just try to think to myself, okay, so you became a nurse. You wanted to help people, and you went to work for a hospice, and you realized very quickly that your job was to kill people. How do people keep doing this? See, I don't get it. I could not even conceive. If I had to live on the street, I would not do that. You know, we have to start asking some hard questions of these people. Okay, I can't believe how fast that show went. Thank you so much, callers, for your contribution. Listen to my shows tomorrow, 12 noon on These Changing Times Radio, and also 5 on Republic.
RyanTalkRadio.com. You could say that we're all talk.
Our guest tonight is Michael Murphy, the producer of What in the World Are They Spraying?
The chemistry.